This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Babalwa M on this one. This is one is called the Uvalo right here on the Sanganani Midday Show. Just 13 minutes before the top of the hour, before 12, before we connect your mornings to your afternoon right here on the Sanganani Midday Show. And right now, I've been telling you we'll have an interview on Health Talk Tuesday. We ask Wuthi every Tuesday, so just dive into your health. So this week is also no different. This Tuesday is also no different. And I've been telling you, Wuthi, I'm going to be joined by Ms. Pumzile Wakasikhosana, who's going to be joining me live. She's here right now in studio. We're just going to quickly welcome her on MET Radio. Ms. Khosana, welcome to MET Radio.
Hi, ngiyabingelela kumvelo nabalaleli be MET Radio. Jabulela ukubalana.
We really appreciate it for taking your time to be here with us. So today we are speaking on nutrition and immune system. So I think we'll be diving into the connection between the two. So maybe to someone who doesn't know out there, maybe can you tell us what does immune system actually mean?
Okay, ngicela nje ukuthi ngithathe back kuyona yona le talk namhlanje. So as per National Health Calendar, South Africa is celebrating National Nutrition Week starting from the 9th of October, ending on the 15th of October, under the theme Food for Health, Health for All. So today we will cover the role of nutrition as a fuel to the health of the immune system. Just to give you a background, the immune system is the body's defense mechanism. So it is a network of cells, tissues that work together to fight off foreign substances that try to invade our bodies. So it does that through two mechanisms. So the first one is the first line of defense. So it prevents entry of these foreign substances, right? And then the second one is mostly like your fighter. It's like an army. So whenever the first line of defense cannot prevent the foreign substance from entering your body, it then fights. You know, there is a release of cells, right, that will now fight off this pathogen. Could be a virus or a bacteria or a parasite. Then it releases certain cells that will now fight off these pathogens, thereby killing them. So for immune system to perform its function, it needs to be healthy. That is facilitated by a healthy lifestyle, chiefly good diet or nutritious food.
And now speaking on food, maybe is there any specific foods that we should eat? Maybe that will boost our immune system.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when they say seven colors, several colors, seven colors. So basically, your food must consist of a variety of different foods, right? So you'll be having that plate, right? Then after you have finished that plate, have a bit of a salad, right? Make sure there is something green, there is something red, there's something orange, yellow, and so forth. And then also have that fruit. So all of these are foods have got vitamins and minerals that boost the immune system to perform its function, because it will need to be boosted and fueled in order for it to perform its function.
So maybe if I can take it here, maybe you spoke about maybe trying to put that little bit of green in your seven colors or several colors. But some people actually rely on supplements. So maybe if you can take us through maybe how effective are these supplements? Are they more effective than the food that we actually eat?
You know, prevention is better than cure. Start from a healthy lifestyle. Why do you want to boost? Rather just feel well. So these supplements, yes, they do work, but remember that they have got preservatives and chemicals, which, you know, may affect your body here and there. But rather go for a healthy diet or nutritious food than to sit and say, well, I'm going to take the supplements. You know, just have that good habit.
Yes, maybe if you can also take us maybe some of the poor eating habits or unbalanced diets that weaken our immune system, maybe the type of foods that we eat that maybe we are not supposed to eat, maybe not supposed to eat that much of.
Okay, so takeaways and processed foods.
I'm guilty.
You may cheat maybe once or twice a week, but it mustn't be a habit, because now these are added sugars and these takeaways, ne? What they do, they make the immune system to now fight off zonke lezi zinto lezi ezingabalekile ukuthi singene emzimbeni wakho. So by doing that, you know, iyangokuya, it becomes tired of fighting or defending you, just like how people will say on social media, say katel will defend a man. So it undergoes a lot of stress, right? Thereby now I sagwaz manje ukuthi sisebenze ngendlela, and then leading to other conditions like your diabetes and so forth.
Yeah, that is too much. Maybe there are some beliefs that people believe about maybe common means about food and immunity that people should stop believing. Maybe those means, because people have so many beliefs.
But I'm a belief go older.
Yeah. It's okay, maybe this food is not right for me, even though maybe it will boost your immune system. Abanye, they have their own beliefs. Maybe maybe if you can take us through maybe some of the affordable food that people can take.
Okay. Some people are allergic to certain foods, right? And to actually measure that, you'll be consuming a certain food and then you start throwing. Or maybe you develop a rash. Then you must just take recognition of that food to say, whenever I eat this type of food, I develop a reaction or I start throwing up. Then prevent those foods.
That is very insightful. Maybe lastly, maybe I want to ask you maybe any advice that you would give to a listener maybe who wants to start a healthy lifestyle right now, who wants to boost the immune system, who wants to get all those nutritions in their bodies.
Okay, so we mustn't fear the fact that ukudla kuyabiza, like a balanced meal is expensive. You know, you can just go to a local market where you will see omama betu selling spinach, selling fruits at an affordable price. The thing is, we want to buy these foods. Kuma supermarkets are expensive. You can easily get these kuma local markets, right? Oh. You can just park your car. Usho ukuthi mama ngicela ungidayisele spinach, ngicela ungidayisele avocado, oranges, you know. So have those foods, like prepare them each and every day. Ebe a lifestyle, like isn't as basic. Food is not as expensive. I'm talking about these natural foods.
Yeah. Greens, spinach is cheapie.
Yes, spinach is cheapie, but that takeaway, how much is that takeaway? Right? Because some people are living off ama takeaways Monday to Sunday.
Oh.
But rather just buy that food and then prepare it the way you want. But for as long as you don't overcook these foods, and also umangabe udla, make sure ukuthi khona ifruits eliphelezelayo after, and also hydrate.
Oh.
Yeah. Drink water before you can even consume that soda. In fact, prevent that soda.
So stay away from junk food, basically. Yes. Stay away from junk food. But maybe now, maybe beside the supplements, maybe someone who's suffering from maybe a low immune system, what type of help can they get?
Okay. If you are eating healthy and then you're going to go say no man, it doesn't work for you, rather visit udokotela or ayanje clinic, then uzo mention your symptoms, then they can check you. Lapho kube khona nama test abawenzayo, maybe allergy testing, ezosho ukuthi you are not supposed to eat these types of food, because for example an egg, it can be an allergen, right? So someone who is consuming iqanda has one in eye, but they don't know.
Oh.
Yes. So it is affecting their immune system, because their immune system is seeing it as foreign. Abanyama dairy product. But they get sick very often. So if whenever you are eating or you throw up every now and then, rather visit a healthcare facility and then have an allergy test conducted on your bloods.
Now, thank you very much, Ms. Kosane. Maybe if before I let you go, anything that you would like to add?
Okay, ngingakhuluma nje nge lifestyle. Ukuthi azame ukuthi sijime, azame ukuthi silide a healthy lifestyle. kona ukudla oku nutritious, and then also try and exercise. Even if you can't go to the gym, take a walk, drink water, avoid soda and processed foods.
Yeah, and like killing nama aerobics, let's call it so. Oh,
and I'm also going to be joining soon.
soon. But yes, thank you very much, Ms. Kosada, for joining us on ABET Radio. That was very enlightful. Hopefully, people will learn a few things. Maybe you have stopped someone from going to buy the takeaway as we are approaching lunch. Maybe they will buy your fruits. Hopefully. But thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.